This is a News 1130 special report.
Now, there may be nothing more frustrating than being caught in traffic. This week's series, Damn That Traffic Jam, is exploring all the aspects of road-related headaches in our area.
Now, think of how much anger you direct at people who cause accidents blocking your way to work. Imagine how embarrassing it would be if you're the culprit. Jill Blacklock with ICBC is live on the line. Jill, we want to know, if you're an offender bender, what's the first thing you should do?
Thanks for having me on. The first thing that you should really consider doing is stopping when it's safe to do so and make sure that there are no injuries and that everybody's all right. And at that point, if there are injuries, you want to call 911 and have the police attend. If there aren't any injuries, then you want to move out of the flow of traffic so you don't hold up the cars behind you.
We see this a lot along Highway 1 and the other highways. Drivers involved in minor accidents leaving their cars on the shoulder. So how do you know if you should move the vehicles off the road, or do you always need to stay with your car?
You do want to stay with your car, but you kind of want to take the cue from each other. So if you stop your cars and you get out when it's safe and you ensure that everyone's all right, there's no real purpose of leaving the cars where they are. Moving them off to the side of the street is the best thing. If the police were to attend, they'd probably tell you the same thing as well.
And what should you have in your vehicle to make sure you're prepared in the event of an accident?
It's a good question, actually. Through our brokers, we have a crash card because when an accident happens, it's not something that happens all the time, and it's very upsetting. So the crash card just has a list of things you want to do and the details you want to take from the other drivers, such as what make and model of their car, the license plate and the driver's license number, name and phone number of the other vehicle. And also, because we're neighboring on Washington State and Alberta, they aren't as lucky as we are. They're not in the same position that we're in, that everyone's insured by the same insurance company. So it's very important that you take down their insurance company name and their policy number as well, so we're able to get in contact with the other insurance company.
Jill, there are, of course, a lot of bridges in the Lower Mainland, and when something happens on a bridge, it really blocks things up. What's extraordinary about a crash on a bridge, and what can be done there?
I don't know that there's something that's really exceptional about it, except for the volume of traffic and the inability to pull over to the side of the road. I know I keep saying the injuries part, but if the police need to come out, you should be waiting with your vehicle where the accident happened. If it is really minor, then there's no reason why you can't pull over to the side. It's really the volume of the traffic that are on the bridges.
And is there any information people consistently forget to get when they are in an accident?
You know what? It's not glaring because we are lucky. We're able to just take a license plate down, and usually people will take a name and know to take the driver's license as well. It's when we're dealing with somebody, an out-of-province insurance company, where we do need that additional information, the policy number and the insurance company information. It's really frustrating for customers when they come in thinking, okay, I've been in a minor accident, similar to a minor accident I may have been involved with before with a BC-insured vehicle, and they just don't realize how it's very hard to track down the other insurance company.
All right, Jill Blacklock with ICBC, thank you very much for joining us on Damn That Traffic Jam. This is the final day of our week-long series.